And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Bootlicker with Fragments from a 7-inch that came out a few months ago, or we got it a few months ago anyway. Keep coming back to that one, and that's a great way to start the show off, I think. This is Matt. I'm joined by Paul.
Hi.
We have a new radio set up, and it's awesome, and I'm standing, and I'm not leaning over a table, which is cool. Very ergonomic.
And it's in my basement, so I can run and get a cup of tea if I need to.
Yeah. Everything's perfect in this post-print world. I'm going to play some tapes that I've been accumulating over the past few months, starting with a one from Norway, a band called Guff, G-U-F-F. This song is called Distance.
Get behind! Get behind!
That was Dagger. Dagger from, God, where are they from? Indiana, maybe? A song off their newest tape. It's called Dawn Eater. It's the name of the song. Back at the top of that set, we had Guff from Norway with Distance off their demo tape. And then Absurd from Belgrade. They were interviewed in the final print issue you may have read and read how cool they are. That was off of their tape. That song was called Zasto se onda. That's my best Serbian. Then we've got Fuga from Santa Ana. That song is the first song off their tape called Orgullo Idiota. And then Gaz. That song was called Run from their demo. Someone said it was Gaz, but that just doesn't seem right, so we're calling it Gaz. And then Dagger. Five tapes, five songs. Paul's going to play something now.
I certainly am. And this is a bunch of random stuff, but we were looking through the records in the bins here, and it was feeling like kind of like slim pickings, and a lot of the stuff I wasn't really into, and it was kind of a little bit discouraging. But then I busted out this old record from my collection by The Tanks, and it's an inspiring song about how no matter how old or hip you get, you should not cease to be amazed and inspired by new shit. And at least that's what I have taken the lyrics of the song to be. It could be about something completely different. Here's The Tanks, Bongo Congo.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I hope that was the end because I'm fading that out. That was difficult from right here in the East Bay. And those are our friends John and Megan from the band Street Eaters, who you may be familiar with. And our friend Joan, who was a coordinator here at MRR. And our friend Laura, who has never been in a band before, but she sings in that band, and they're great. They have a demo tape out, and they're looking to get signed. So if you own a major label, you should get a hold of Difficult. Before that, Lowlife out of Sydney, Australia, did Glamour off of an LP that's on Goner Records. That LP is called Downer Eden, and that's some groovy shit. We had Flexure before that, another Bay Area demo tape. La Serena was the name of that track. And don't have any info to tell you about that band. They're all good people. They're all in other bands. Some of them aren't. They're great. Flexure. Started out with the Tanks from San Francisco from 1981, Bongo Congo. And that's all I have to tell you.
My turn. Every now and then I like to do a recent pickup set. So haven't been buying a whole lot of records lately, but I have, you know, the little stack next to the record player from the past few months and was able to come up with some good ones. So we're going to start off with the most ungoogleable band, and they are called Rock, and they're from Finland. And I think this is from the late 80s. It's kind of got that look to it. And please, if anybody has any info, let's hear it, because I can't read any of it. We can't Google it. And the record looks cool, and they do a cover of Love Potion Number 9 in Finnish, but we're not going to hear that. We're going to hear... Alla iska tuoha.
Fill him out. Your laughter wouldn't listen to me. I tried to explain, but you didn't want to see. You had to keep exploring, it was your idea of fun. But just take a look at what you've done. Now you made the monster, you're trying to fight surprise. You cannot hide the truth of your transparent lies. You'll be responsible when everybody dies.
To keep us free. Don't tell me radiation ruined what the hell. Not the symbol of America itself. Oh yeah, that's right. Don't know why it's always there. I didn't think about it till I read about a day on the Nevada desert floor for anybody who was there.
Anybody who was there,
sure, you know more.
John Wayne's dead.
John Wayne's dead.
John Wayne's dead.
That's nice. That was City X with Computer Folket. From the Dansende Dringe EP. That band's from Denmark. Back at the top, we had Rock. I already told you about them. And then the Gears, Don't Be Afraid to Pogo, from their debut EP, that one I picked up in Southern California recently, autographed by Crazy Ruben, which they all seem to be, except for like a few. And the Seas, Everybody Dies. We were trying to figure out where they're from, but we just decided they're from the UK. And then something called Highway Patrol that seems to be from California. That song was called John Wayne's Dead and met our dive bomb quota for the night. Paul.
Yes, Matt. Oh, you want me to play some records? I got some records. It's another mishmash of old and new, young and old. This is some old dudes from Florida, a band called Radon, one of my favorite bands of all time. And they've put out a whole new album recently that's pretty good, if I do say so myself. It is not on No Idea, but they made it look just like those old VAR art New Idea record covers. This is on Creep Records. I don't know what it's called. I'll find that out for you by the time I do the back announce. The song's called Better Than I Am.
Better than I could ever be. 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 Missing records, a single nowhere to be found. Missing records, there I remember you'd be mine. Missing records, missing records, missing records. Was that why you went away? Missing records, just bring them back to me. Missing records. Missing records, you mean more to me than that. Missing records, I'll say no more, just bring them back. Missing records, was that why you ran away? Missing records, just bring them back to me. Missing records, missing records, missing records, missing records. Missing records, missing records, missing records, missing records, missing records.
Okay, here we are back at Maximum Rock and Roll, where life is groovy. That was The Edge off of a 7-inch from 1983. They were a band from Boston, and inside that record, I found that there's some correspondence from the band telling me that Boston is fun musically, but fragmented. Hardcore seems to have died out for now, they said, back in the mid-80s. And they have a number of good records out. They're a band that's not as appreciated as I think they ought to be. But that was just a randomly thrown in thing. That hasn't been reissued or anything. That was just from me record collection. Before that, Catch as Catch Can out of Germany. That's a new release. The song is called Garst. That's a one-sided, two-song, 7-inch. Before that, Neutrals off of a brand spanking new LP. Like, this is literally hot off the press. Kebab Disco is the name of the album. It's on Emotional Response. The tune is called Missing Records. Neutrals are a local band, and they're wonderful. And before that was Private School. That's a reissue of an old Vancouver, BC, British Columbia, Canada band. I Wanna Know was that track, and that has at least a couple other really great tracks on it as well, on the Supreme Echo record label, which puts out a lot of Canadian reissues and is well worth looking up. Supreme Echo. We started that set off with Radon, and I found out that the name of that album is More of Their Lies. And the track was Better Than I Am. That whole album is good, just like their other albums are. And I was very happy to receive that from them. That's literally all I have to say to you. I'm going to hand the mic back over to Matt.
Well, we have a little more time than we anticipated, so I'm going to sneak in a couple reissue type thingies before we play our last track. Starting with The Outcasts from Ireland, this song is called Don't Wanna Be No Adult.
I don't wanna be, no. I don't wanna be, no. little G-Challenge. I've got a G-Challenge number. I'm gonna tell you all about G-Challenge. I control G-Challenge. Just another crisis on the line. No place to go. Come on and spend the night. G-Challenge, why you calling me? 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 Hey! I've got a G-Challenge number. Whoa, I've got a G-Challenge. There's so many dumb kids losing their minds. I'll be a teen challenge. Call me up. Put your head out of the oven. All you're doing is I'm burning up. Teen challenge, why you calling me? 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 Hey! Teen challenge, I answer. Challenge, I answer. A crisis, baby. I worry too. I never been late because I ain't got half as much as you. The girl on the hold has got the same problem, and she's calling me. I'm Team Challenge. Team Challenge, why you calling me? Team Challenge, why you calling me? G-Challenge, why you calling me? G-Challenge, why you calling me? Hey! I don't know what to do.
G-Challenge.
I don't know what to think.
G-Challenge.
I don't know what to wear.
G-Challenge.
I don't know what to think. G-Challenge!
All right, that was the Next with Teen Challenge off of Live at Rawls that was recently reissued. And before that, we had Reign of Terror, Don't Blame Me. Radio Raheem graced us with that one. Nobody has to fork out thousands of dollars for it anymore. And then we, what did we start that one with? The Outcasts off their new double LP singles collection. And that is going to wrap it up for today. Thanks for tuning in. And check it out next week, Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world.
Every week, for free.
If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Just go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio.
Or email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
We are also on Twitter, @MRRRadio.
You can listen and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app.
And we appreciate your reviews and ratings.
If you're interested in producing a remote radio show,
email Sam, Sam@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
For review and potential play on the show, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD-only release and cassette to
MRR P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California 94609, U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is masterfully edited by Brandy Howe, with support from Sam Robinson and overseen by Paul Curran.
And we have a clean version of the show available
thanks to the diligent work of John Carnes.